What's up, world? This your boy Bobby Loco, and you're tuned in to Two Shorts Podcast, the Boombox, Digital Boombox, Boombox Radio, the box. It's Two Shorts Boombox.
Welcome to the Boombox. My name is Too Short. That's Bobby Loco. You ain't know though. You see the logo. It's your new favorite show on your computer, your TV, or your radio. Now what you wanna talk about? What's on your mind? Sit down, let's talk it out. We in the boombox, spitting nothing but game, politics, entertainment, and sports. What you playing? What's up, player?
What's good, pimpin'?
It's the boombox.
Yep, and we booming out your speakers, TV screens, smartphones, laptops.
Doing all that.
You ready, Short?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Two Shorts Boombox Radio
with Bobby Loco.
Yay, yay.
What's my favorite word? Hey, what's up, Bobby Loco?
Short, Short.
Yeah, man, we doing it inside the boombox, nigga, like always.
And we got the big homie, Big Fish, in the studio.
Cube, what's up, boy?
Yeah, yeah, what's happening with y'all?
Motherfucking Ice Cube.
In the building.
I'm up in this motherfucker, man. I like this.
I'm always telling Ice Cube Two Short Stories. I go back to not the movie era.
Yeah.
You know, the movie. I was on that tour. You know that, right? The movie.
I remember.
But after that, what do we do after that? Right, the next year, what do we do?
Hey, man, I ain't about to start snitching on myself now.
Here we go.
Man, hold on. Now.
I was talking about the surface. I'm talking about the surf. We went on tour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we went on tour. We had a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it
was dope.
You know what's funny about that tour, man? That the one thing that people can't believe on my side of the story is back then you said bring somebody on tour with you.
Yeah.
Like you brought Yo-Yo, remember?
Yeah.
I brought Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, I know. That's Man. A trip. I mean, I remember Kid Rock when he was DJing. He opened up for the World Class Wrecking Crew. He was on a tour.
Get out.
And he was DJing. And me, Dre, and who else was tripping? Jinx. We tripping on this white boy up here. He had this whack ass. He had this big ass plate medallion that was paper thin that said Kid Rock. And he was DJing, and we was like, man, look at this white boy that can work the table. So, you know, he was cool, and we was cool with him. And years later, I see him just blow up. And I'm like, damn, that same kid.
Was he rocking that hat?
Nah. He was
He had the high top fade.
Yeah, that's right.
He put the mousse in his hair.
On some Vanilla Ice.
But guess what, though, man? He really could rap.
Yeah.
He really could. He do have to do a little break dance. He could get on the turntables. And he made beats. I sat in the studio and made beats with him. So that's why I brought him, man. He was it wasn't a white boy thing. It was a Detroit thing.
How'd you know him, though? Like
he was on Jive Records.
Oh, okay. All right. Label mates.
But as we learn later in life, white boys from Detroit got a little funk in them.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, without a doubt. I mean, you know, you had the nigga is too clean. That is... He is like...
You don't know too clean, do you?
Nah.
So look, back then everybody had dancers, right?
Yeah.
I seen the homie on the corner just, you know, drunk, just feeling the music. He loved music. I was like, nigga, you're my hype man.
Call me Too Short, call me Too Thin, but you wouldn't get a dime out of this pimp. So just give it up, baby, and I run right through you. Maybe, just maybe, I'll come back to you like Too Clean. I'm riding Cadillac. I hit the strip, turn around, and come right back. See, I'm a Big Mac, and every bitch in sight says that Short Dog sitting at a red light.
You brought him on?
Yeah. It was like the hoodest shit you ever seen, you know, because everybody, you know, we dealing in a time where, you know, you got Kid and Play. You got Houdini had some dope dancers. You had Scoop and Scrap Lover from
Jumping Around.
Yeah, so you had real dancers. And then this nigga with this drunk ass
hype man.
Yeah, who was faded talking.
He didn't look drunk. He was drunk.
Yeah, talking more shit than Too Short.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was funny. You know, and I got nothing but love for Too Clean. And, you know, he family now.
Boombox Radio, bitch.
Bitch!
You gotta lock the Two Shorts Boombox. Run it, baby, with Bobby Loco.
I have a question. Are you a dancer? Are there any favorite dance moves you have?
Oh, man, you know, I just do the gangster two-step.
Yeah. Gangsters don't dance.
It always worked for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't want
to
see me dance when, you know, you want to see what I'm dancing with dance, you know? So, It's all about the female letting her get busy. And
what were y'all doing on tour back then, though, man? I mean, them the early days, them the youngster days, man. I mean,
Lynch Mob, Dangerous Crew.
Short said it was like, you know, a select couple of the homies that actually liked the party and would go out, like Short, you, Law, you know, just get out.
Yeah, Law was a fool. Law was one of the first fools. You know what I mean?
He's talking about the first tour, the Straight Outta Compton tour.
The first tour.
Tell us a juicy story. I know you guys have stories. We want to hear them. Give us like one juicy story that you guys shared together on tour.
A juicy story. You
remember that day? Was you there that day in the mall when the fucking whole mall attacked us? We were signing autographs.
Which time?
Like we was somewhere on that tour, 89. And we were sitting at the table signing autographs, and next thing we know, they broke the barricade, and the whole mall chased us back into the record store.
That's when you knew you was on.
I know what happened to me that day.
I mean, malls was crazy back then, just, you know, and I think Easy would want to go just to get it cracking.
Yeah.
You know, because he used to lie and tell everybody he was 15.
Yeah, I remember that.
And everybody just thought he was just like this young baller, superstar rapper. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
girls aren't the only ones that lie about their age?
Nah. Well, what it was, you know, his voice was his young. People thought he was young. Right. He just ran with it. He just never told them the truth. You know what I mean? So people just ran with this thing that this young, you know, 15-year-old dope dealer got a record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that it was just a dope story. So, you know, he'd want to go to the mall and just let people know we was in town. We would go try to buy Raider gear. And, you know, and all the Raider gear would be sold out, and we'd be just in the mall. And as soon as people get wind to us, he just, you know, loved the attention.
You know what, though?
What?
The next year, when we went back out on tour, when it wasn't NWA, it was just Ice Cube, Too Short. The next year, we had more experience on how to be on the road.
Yeah.
I think I had more fun the second time around.
Yeah, because you learned everything. Did you catch on to how he was getting all the honeys, though? Because Short told me he had a little technique where he would get off the stage.
Let's hear the technique.
I want to know the technique.
Some nights, every now and then, we'd be like, NWA tour, I always went on before y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Some nights, we went together. Some nights, it was like me going last, you know, whatever, how we did. I love it when I didn't have to go on last. Because I would do my show and go in the crowd.
I mean, Short always had the party going on. You know what I mean? He always had two or three.
It was wild.
Everybody was working.
I used to see chicks sitting outside dude's door, like in line.
That's intense.
Waiting to go in.
Hey, but the scene out of Straight Outta Compton when dude was looking for his girl, knocking on the door and stuff, and they came out
true stories.
Came out with the chopper. And...
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a situation like that out there in Detroit with Ice-T. He was out there with us. The Syndicate was out there. You know, they was crazy too. You know, they was one of the wildest crews you could deal with. Ice-T, you know. So, yeah, it was a situation where dudes would want to come up and find out which room that girl was in. And, you know, we had heat on the road back then. So,
yeah, boy.
I remember one night, we were standing on our floor, and something happened with some chicks and some local dudes, and the dudes was leaving. They was getting on the elevator, and they was just like, it was like a little friction, and the door was closing. The niggas was like, well, fuck y'all niggas. As soon as they said that, the door opened back up.
I remember we was somewhere, the bus was pulling out, and there was a dude outside the bus talking head. We had to, I think it was Easy, had to stop me and Layla from getting off the bus. Because everybody wanted to get off the bus and serve you.
Put some hands on him.
And he was like, Easy was like, nah, man, we out here to make money. We out here to make money. And they kind of calmed us down.
I think the best thing about them times was no social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, social media getting you guys in trouble. Yeah. Right?
Things move too quick.
I hate that social media shit.
Yeah, shit moving too quick with
social
media.
Too many people in your business.
I can't even show up in a club without...
So many ways.
Wait.
Now, I want to know, you know, some of the experiences that you have.
These are two social media experts right here.
Yeah, we will go in.
But I'm going to still tell the real... That shit is whack, man, that everybody know what the fuck you doing before you even get home and shit.
Hey,
before you can even think of the lie, motherfuckers, they done seen the shit on tape.
Boombox Radio, bitch.
Only digital haters, I see you looking. I know you've been watching. I know you've been stalking me. Ask anybody,
I'm pimping, man. Seen a picture of the bitch on my Instagram, bending over, shaking that monkey. If she was with me, she'd be making that money. Don't try to DM me, this ain't Friendly Productions. ENT, we can't talk, but you keep hounding me. Log off, you need to stop following me. If you don't like me, get off my page. Mad cause I pulled your baby mama on stage. You's a bitch, the way you cyber stalking, trying to find out if we fucking.
Digital haters, I see you looking. I know you've been watching. I know you've been stalking. All the digital haters, I see you looking. I know you've been watching. I know you've been stalking me. Stalkers follow women.
I can see you stalking me.
Stalkers follow women. Yeah.
I can see you stalking me.
Don't stop. That's where it happens, baby. Only in the boombox.
Well, that ain't shit. I just drop a few lines and then call her a bitch. Bitch.
What's the stalking social media technique? What do y'all do?
Yeah, we do everything.
So I don't like to call it stalking. Hashtag like my name. What do you do? Research is better than stalking.
I stalk.
You hashtag, though. You put that on Twitter,
Facebook.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find
it. You're going to find it. It's out there.
Just know that. So the best thing to do, don't even look for it. Yeah. Don't worry about
Stay
it.
Stay in your lane.
Don't give a damn.
Preach. We don't want to be naive. We don't want to be...
And you ain't naive. You know the game. Stop pretending you don't know.
Exactly.
I'm at a party. Okay. I leave the party. I get in my car. I just get my car from valet parking, and I get a text. Who's that bitch in the blue dress?
Wow.
I'm like, I just talked to her 15 minutes ago. How you know?
We got spies.
Hey, but you got married at an early age.
Yeah.
So, like, you was out there. You was having fun. Mm-hmm. But Shore was telling me you took off on a Hawaii trip or something.
Remember I told you that night at the show?
Let's touch on that real quick.
You remember I told you that night at the show you was with the wifey?
No, what happened?
I tell you, I said, remember we was on tour. We got like a 4 or 5 day break. And you dipped. And when you got back, you had the Hawaii pictures. You probably still got them pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He had the Hawaii pictures, and you was like, man, he was like, nigga, you see that? You see that?
He's like, she's the one.
He was like, that's the one. He was like, you knew.
Yeah, I knew she was down.
How did you know?
She was just down. You know, every chance that she could show me, she showed me that she was in my corner, you know.
But what's the difference between, let's say, a guy thinking a woman is doing too much, being too clingy, and then also being down?
You know the difference. Everybody know the difference. Everybody pretend they don't know. Girl know when she being too clingy. You know what I'm saying? If you got to cling on like that, he ain't really yours. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He should be wanting to get back to you. Yeah. I think a lot of women get it wrong. You know, they think if they are more clingy, he'll be more receptive. Nah, that ain't how it go. Yeah. It's when you ain't paying attention, that's when his ass is like, whoa, wait, yo, you want me to come over now? You know, if you want to. Well, shit, I want to. You know, Danny paying attention. But you know what I'm saying? So I just think women get it wrong. They smother these dudes and they run from your ass because who want that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we grown. We don't want our mama, you know what I mean, as our woman and shit. Real. So it's like, you know. So the thing is
your
this.
Mama
is
your woman. Whoa.
Huh?
Your mama as your woman. We don't want that.
My homie Kevo said there's a lot of dudes in love with bitches they can't stand.
I was just about to say, some boys do want mama. Yeah. I will tell you that.
Hey, you was
when you find them, you know them. But you know the ones that's grown. And you got to, you know, if you don't treat them like a grown man, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
You was in Oakland the night I told you that story. And you know what you told me when I told you? He was like, hold up. You ain't got the wife. You said, tell me that story again.
You got some brownie points.
Hey, hey, man, you know, that's my girl. You know, she my partner in crime and in rhyme.
But being like at the highlight of your career, you young, you in the game, you moving. And, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, being a dude, that soft side is kind of hard when you run a lot of thugs, right, to say, you know, I'm in love. Was it receptive from the homies? Did they respect the fact that you were going into a committed relationship? Were they always trying to pull you to the side?
I don't give a fuck what they think. You know, I don't give a fuck about what the homies think. You know, I give a fuck about what I think and how I feel. And I want to be real. Yeah. I don't want to be fake just because this nigga might have a problem with it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be fake because of that. I'm going to be me. If you don't like it, nigga, live with it or do something about it. But you're not going to have me, you know, second-guessing myself, overthinking myself. You know, I know what's best for me, and don't nobody in here know what's best for me better than me. So, you know, I'm always going to be real. You know what I mean? That's what I love about Shope. You know what I mean? That's what I hope you love about me, that we always real. We always the same. I ain't never different. You know what I mean? It's just going to be me.
Two Shorts Boombox.
They know it already, man. Bitch.
I know I probably broke a lot of hearts in my life. Quite a few, one or two I should have wiped. But ain't no tears. I ain't crying about nothing. That's the way the game go. That's the way the game coming. And even though hella shit goes down in the town, no matter what happened, I still stay down, stay pimping with my tools. That's all I need. Some bad bitches, some good weed. And if you ever looking for me and you need a friend, just holler at a pimp if you see me again. I never would stun on my folks. I slow down and let the gold diggers count my spokes. And nowadays I ride luxury shit. I'm doing 150 while she sucking my dick. They say bitch, 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 it's all I say. But that bitch kept me paid. I give you some game if you need some. I'll always be a friend if you need one. My mama taught me how to treat a woman. Even the biggest player still needs a woman. Fresh out the gate when I meet a bitch, I tell her, check it out, do you need a pimp? My mama taught me how to treat a woman. The game taught me how to treat a bitch.
You ain't gotta say no more. You ain't gotta say no more. I'm sticking with you. I'm sticking with you. Yeah. Only wanna be with you. Only wanna ride with you. Riding with you.
I'm gonna get you another one.
Go ahead.
You was at the house, mom's house over there, not far from, you know, the house in Washington High over there. So I come through. After the NWA tour, after Straight Outta Compton tour, I come through the house. I had after the tour, I went and bought this burgundy Benz with some rims on it.
Yeah.
And I came through the house, and we was homies, right? Out of everybody on tour,
yeah.
I fuck with DOC, I fuck with Layla, I fuck with Cube. You know, I fuck with certain niggas on tour, like tight. Yeah. So I come through after the tour, come to the house that day, and you was in that moment in the movie where you was trying to tell Ren.
Get your bread.
Fuck with me.
Yes.
And I peeped that shit one day. You was actually talking to him. You was like, dude, come fuck with me. And he was like, nah, bro, I'm sticking with Eric. I'm rolling with the family, right?
Yeah.
And he was giving him so much game, man. So and I just always remember that about you, that you had saw, you know, what you stood for. You was like, man, and you portrayed it in the movie, but at the same time, I was there seeing you stand up for yours. Like, man, give me mine.
Without a doubt, man.
I'll say one thing too. Wait, them niggas had all bought Corvettes.
He was mad. Yeah. You know, them niggas was...
They was pushing.
Well, you know what
they
it was.
They were stunting on you.
Yeah, I didn't care about them stunting on me about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I ain't no keep up with the Joneses kind of dude. You know, so
right.
I don't care what the next man got. But the thing is it's like, you know, I just wanted to be treated fair.
Right.
Because... that's just how I grew up, man. You know, from the neighborhood I grew up in, man, when you know a man is fucking you out of something and you deal with that and you go for that, man, that erodes your manhood.
Yeah.
And that erodes your spirit.
Yeah.
And what it is to be a man and to be yourself. And I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be a local rapper. I'd rather go back to square one than to live with myself knowing these dudes owe me more than they're giving me. And,
when did y'all first meet?
We met on tour in San Diego.
San Diego. Shouts to Dago.
San Diego.
That's our roots right there.
Like Heavy D and Salt and Pepper.
Me and Cube did a lot of stuff in Dago.
Yeah, man. I love it down there because, you know, the spirit. You know what I mean? Y'all keep y'all spirit.
I remember seeing you in Phoenix, too. You was in school.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
She went to school in Phoenix?
Yeah, I went to school in Phoenix, but that's after we met.
Right.
We linked up. It was a show. You know, it was the first time we was called Eazy-E and NWA back then.
Yeah.
And
what Heavy D on that show?
It was a show with
rest in peace, tomorrow.
Heavy D, Salt and Pepper, and UTFO. They was the headliners.
Yeah.
And who was opening up? MC Hammer,
yeah.
Too Short,
yeah.
And Eazy and NWA.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is the first time we ever met. And we love Schultz from just his show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just his show, we was in love with
Too Short. The energy.
Yeah, but when we got a chance to meet him, that's when, you know, I think we became homeboys because it was just, we was like kindred spirits, you know what I'm saying?
That's the reason why Easy brought me on the tour. Yeah.
And so he gave us the Born to Mac tape.
Yeah.
And we drove.
And you chopped that game up real
we
quick.
We drove from Diego to Oakland that night. Bumping that motherfucker on repeat. It just played the whole time. We didn't put no other tape in.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed the fuck out that record, laughing at these rhymes that was just so dope and was so like unique. You know what I'm saying? So it was just incredible to see him after we really respected the album and to see him in Oakland and the love that he gave us and took us out and just showed us love. I think I went to one of his shows in Oakland, you know what I'm saying? Just like a little hole in the wall. And it was just nothing but love. And we've been down, shit, man, since 1988.
Hey, you know what else came out of that? That went with me all the way to the end. Rest in peace, Heavy D.
Yeah.
I became friends with Heavy D behind that.
For real?
Them shows right there. And Hev was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
I was
to be
telling
able to
Loco the other day about the whole West Side Connection thing and where you always said it came from. It was about the media and not about the rappers.
Yeah.
Or New York, the city.
Yeah.
It was about the media. And they was shitting on us, man. They was running.
It was keeping it going.
They was running niggas on the front cover of the hottest hip-hop magazines who had one song.
Yeah.
We making platinum albums. And we get
respect.
Like, we get an article.
No respect.
You feel me? So I was like, when he stepped up and said it, I'm like, I get it, because I was a part of it. But at the same time, when you look back on it, East Coast, West Coast, that ain't what happened.
Now take my bitch. She won't complain about shit, cause she's my hoe. She don't belong to a trick, so when you fuck her and give her all your cash, I get paid. I'll put my foot in her ass, I won't marry the bitch and give her half, I get more head. And then I laugh at that one bitch shit. I got a gang of hoes, I get freaked ass with this balls and toes.
Now stupid little bitches get tossed if they don't realize I'm the motherfucking boss. Come on down and get your ass pinched. And if you talk shit, get your ass lynched. Cause I'm the B, the I, the T, the C, the H, the K, the I, the L, the A. Ice Cube, a nigga that's bigger than a nut. Cause a bitch is a bitch, is a hoe, is a slut.
You say, how can I call a woman a bitch? It ain't nothing but a word like shit. Ain't no slipping in my motherfucking pimping. And all bitches ain't women.
Hey, when you hear this song right here, bitch ain't nothing but a word.
What do you think about?
What you think about, Q?
I just think about the year, time we did it. You know how much
fun we
was
having.
Yeah, and
I see
and how it blew
up.
Everything we did together was always a fan favorite, and people always loved to hear us rhyme together.
Yeah,
you know, because I think they understood that it wasn't business. That it was, you know, a mutual respect.
It's a picture that circulates around from that night. The night we did the studio.
Is that right?
The song in the studio,
I got to see that. I got to, because that's going to bring back more memories. You know, when you see a picture, it's just like, it take you back to that time, that day,
somebody
that place.
Google old school Too Short Ice Cube picture. It'll come up.
It'll pop up like that.
Hell yeah. And it's still, I don't know, I think somebody like Jinx or something that night was taking pictures, I don't know.
Yeah, probably so.
Shout out to Jinx, though, man. Jinx,
Jinx is a genius.
He's
man.
One of my underrated heroes in hip hop.
Yeah.
Who is my friend for real, because I see Jinx all the time. Sir Jinx. Jinx is related to Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
Dr.
Okay.
Dre cousin.
Yeah, okay.
Jinx, the one that moved on my block. He moved on my block, and I was in the fifth grade. He was in the fourth grade.
I didn't know
and,
that.
And, you know, none of the homies was really fucking with Jinx, because Jinx is his own person. You know what I mean? He ain't about to conform.
Yeah.
He ain't about to come outside and be no Crip, because everybody else Crips.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He came out with
his own lane.
He came out with cardboard.
But he also
shit.
Got a plan. He also got a plan.
He was breakdancing
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
He came out with big radios. And
yeah.
He had, like, you know, graffiti, and he was
the... That's the picture.
Damn, that's wild.
Let me see
the picture. Damn. Man, you got to send me that.
You guys look the same, though.
But, you know, he was always a dude who was creative, who knew all the dances, knew all the rappers.
So, in essence, Jinx was hip-hop. early
on my block.
Pretty much.
Early on.
Jinx taught me how to rap on beat.
Okay.
Now, yeah. I was making a cappella raps, but when he said, come to my house, come in my room, and I put it to a beat, man, I was over here. The beat was over there. Jinx was like, nah, man, you got to find the beat. What you doing?
Yeah.
So he kind of worked with me so I can get the flow down. And so, you know, we just became dedicated.
You know what happened when I was younger? Like, listening to you made me more aware of, like, George Clinton and, Parliament and all that. Because, you know, coming up as a youngster, I wasn't really into it. My parents were. But you are who reintroduced me to that sound. You drew a lot of your music off of that.
Yeah, man, them dudes is, they light years ahead of their time. Still. That music is still more advanced than any shit you ever going to pick up. He was just on stage with me this weekend in Brooklyn. George jumped on stage with me and did Bop Gun.
And cut off his dread. So
look, yeah, that's dope.
So, Death Certificate album, Ice Cube Death Certificate album is 25 years in the making, right? 25 years. And you said you're going to re-release it?
I'm going to re-release it this Christmas with about three new songs on top of it.
That's dope.
So look, I'm telling everybody listening, anybody watching, anybody in this room, go listen to Ice Cube Death Certificate.
No doubt.
It was made... You probably recorded about a year or two before the riots in 1992, but it was released in 91. So a year before the riots, listen to what he was saying on the skits, on the songs. Just listen to it. I'm bringing it up because he talked about George Clinton. It's about three good Parliament samples on there.
It is,
without a doubt.
And, and between me and you, it gotta be dope as fuck to be like, man, I grew up on Parliament, and this nigga's my homie now.
Yes. I mean, that shit is, you know, to be honest, as a fan of George Clinton, I mean, that's my spiritual leader. You know
what I mean?
I learned more from George than any other person talking shit
about the universe.
Because this dude did it to music. And he didn't conform to nothing. And that's a beautiful,
the greatest accomplishment of George Clinton, greatest accomplishment. The dude took the same group of people. You got a room full of people. They named themselves Parliament and got a record deal.
Yep.
The same group of people changed their clothes, named themselves Funkadelic, got another deal. The same group of people.
Yes.
They took the background singer, said, y'all stand in front. Oh, we call Brides of Funkenstein now. That nigga got a deal. He said, hey, where the bass player at? Hey, Boosie, go stand out front. Now we got another group, Boosie. He signed all the niggas the same group over and over again.
Yes. And he pimp did a solo shit. Record himself. So
that's, you know, pimp shit.
Yeah, that's flipping it.
That's pimp shit. That nigga will tell you everything from the back of the universe, the galaxy, to the front, and how all the stops and how everybody is and what's going on. And tell you about what happened 4 billion years ago. I'm like,
in five minutes.
And you'll believe him.
Hey, can anybody name two songs, two records that Ice Cube put out that he shouted out Short Dog in? Anybody in the room?
I mean, I don't know.
Friday.
Mac 10 just got out of court, rolling through the hood in the Super Sport, bumping too short.
Super Sport bumping too short.
Come on, boy.
You always looked out for your homie, though, man. That's
how I knew the connection as a youngster. That's how I knew y'all was messing with each other.
I got a record now that ain't came out with his name in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you my Ice Cube Too Short moment. Yeah. Nicky was in Boys in the Hood in the Lowrider.
Oh, come on, boy.
Bumping Short Dog. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's my homie for real.
No doubt.
Hey, I got one more thing I want to go, because I know these girls, they want to ask some questions about your son.
Oh, don't put us out there like that.
Yeah. Hey, before you go there real quick, were you really offered Pac's role in Poetic Justice?
Yeah, I was. Oh, wow.
And what happened with that? You could have been making out with Janet Jackson and all that. You wouldn't even...
No, I didn't care about that. what I wanted to do, I didn't like the fact that he put his homie out for this girl he just met. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was my biggest part. I was like, John.
It kicked Joe Torre out.
That ain't cool right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To kick your homie out on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a girl you just met.
Right.
And he didn't want to change that part. And I understand, you know, he's creative genius himself.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, you know, if you look at the movie, I'm glad Tupac did it. Because it's better with him in it than it would have been with me in it. So it's just, you know, it's one of them that creatively we couldn't get on the same page.
Tupac felt comfortable with being any goddamn where all over there, even in when the cameras wasn't rolling. He was cool with just I'm somebody different every day, but I noticed that you handpicked it, like the roles you play. You don't falter on your manhood or none of your roles.
I don't respect that. You know, just because I'm acting, that don't mean I got to be a punk.
My favorite Ice Cube role was
I got to still be a man.
My favorite role was a lottery ticket.
Oh yeah, the old man.
I said, I dude, you play the old man. He said, I was just playing my daddy.
Yeah, that's my pops. That's how my pops. That's his, you know, way of moving and talking and being in his.
So I want to know how to make you feel to see your son play your role on Straight Outta Compton.
It made me better. It made me feel better than the whole movie. You know, just seeing him, I was more excited for him than everything else that was going on in the movie.
Yeah, as you should as a father.
And that's sure probably you. Because, you know, once you edit it, you live with that movie. You know, so I've seen that movie
He sold it.
Jesus, yeah. He's the man. I was like,
it's been like 23 years since you rocked the Jerry Curl?
Yeah. But I knew he could do it. That's the only reason I put him in.
I don't know movies. I can't see frame for frame what you can see in all your experience. But I would have to say the best interpretation he did of you was the dance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Jerry Curl was true to Pa's spirit, though.
The first thing, when you come out and the first move you make every time you rap, is that little dip.
Yeah.
He got that.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, he's been watching me for his whole life. So, you know, I knew he knew me up and down.
Yeah.
It was all about him putting in the work to become a great actor. Yeah. You know, that's really where I knew he would have to,
and then everybody,
to man up.
Everybody else in the movie got kids, because everybody got a gang of kids. Yeah. Not you, my nigga, but they got a gang. They had some
mad, couple.
It was some mad kids out there. Somebody should have played my daddy.
Right?
Hey, you know, it was no nepotism involved, you know, because I could have put him in a movie
long time ago.
Yeah, no, you know, when he was little.
Yeah.
But he was just right for this, you know, and when you're looking for, as a producer, you just want to find the right guy. You don't give a damn who he is. And I knew, I'm like, we're not going to find nobody closer.
Yeah.
And nobody who can rap and who can just
carry on your spirit the same way.
So like, nobody else auditioned for this role?
We had a lot of people audition. Oh, okay. So he had competition.
Wow. Okay. Oh, hey. That's,
and he had to get approval from Universal. It wasn't just me. It was the president of Universal and their, you know, their brass and the people that make their decisions had to
say, he had to prove himself.
He had to prove himself to people other than me. And when I first told Gary, who's the director, I first told him, I said, look, Gary, I think I want my son to play me. You know, he gave me a look like, motherfucker, are you, what kind of movie we trying to make? Man? What the fuck is this we trying to do?
I'm looking at him
like, dude, he can do it.
He got this.
I said, look, John Singleton put me in Boys in the Hood. I never had no experience because he knew I can do it.
Tyrese, baby boy.
So I said, man, I'm telling you, my son can do it. And he said, okay, I'm going to put him through the ringer. And, you know, at the end of the day, they became super tight. And the fact that, you know, that he could do it. And
he had a good role model, though, man.
Yeah.
What's his passion? What's his passion, bro? Is he going to movies, music, both behind the scenes? Yeah, in front where's he going?
Wherever he want to go.
What's he saying, though? Is it music?
I mean, he want to do more movies. He just want to be creative. So,
but you have three other children, though, right?
Yeah, I do. You know, my other son, my oldest son, actually worked behind the scenes on producing the movie. And I got my daughter, who I'm trying to get into, you know, scoring, and because she's fluent in a few instruments, so
Pop's got that game. All his game is like they're going behind the scenes.
Are you an overprotective dad?
No, I'm not. You know, my thing is I give them all the game I got.
Yeah.
Well, all the game they got.
Yeah.
I don't give them all the game I got.
How old are your kids? How old is everybody? What's the age range?
I got one 29, about to be 30. I got one that's 25. That's junior. I got a daughter that's 22, and my son is 16.
And they in the house, and they in the house bumping all the new stuff, dabbing and all that. They coming up, dad, this is new hot stuff. Are they putting you up on what's hot?
Yeah, you know they let me know what's popping, and you know, I agree with it or not. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about the new dance moves?
I don't care about the new dance moves.
You gotta lock the two shorts, boom box. Run it, baby, with Bobby Loco.
Perspective, man. Okay. Like, seriously.
All right, here
I'm on the youngsters, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I see it like this, point blank. You got these songs, you got these little youngsters. I picture them in the studio. They're making these songs. The hook is fun, and the lyrics is how they doing it. And then we listen to it and go, man, I don't know if I get it. Because it ain't.
There's but nothing
then,
to
but
get.
Then it's a hit record. It make you feel a certain way. It give you emotion. Make you dance. You like it. You don't. Fuck the verses. The hook is hot. The beat is hot. Whatever. Now you know this little nigga getting money, doing shows, he getting his homeboy job. And then we got the OGs going, man, get that whack ass shit out of here. I'm like,
I don't think it's whack ass shit.
I'm like, let these little niggas get money, man.
Me too. I like it. You know, I like the new hip hop. I love the old hip hop. But I think, you know, as somebody that's doing it, I need to stay in my lane. I need to do what I do.
Absolutely.
I need to do what fans love me for.
Absolutely.
I don't need to be chasing the youngsters because they getting that's new money they getting. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting old money. So the thing is like, let them go do their thing. I support it. I'm down with it. I like a lot of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what
I don't like all of it,
like,
just like I don't like all the old school
shit.
Who
you feeling, though? Like, is there anybody from, anybody, you know, that's relevant right
I like,
now? That's
I like the songwriters, man. I like the Big Shines and the J. Cole's.
I love
them. And the songwriters.
Yeah. I mean, they're incredible. You know, Big Shine is incredible. J. Cole's incredible. I like Drake. I like I like Lil
Kendrick?
Wayne. Yeah. I like
Kendrick.
I love Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? He's dope. I love Schoolboy Q.
You take a hit record maker like Future, who I still don't know most of the words, and I love the shit.
I love all his songs. I don't know what he's saying.
It's dope. You know, it's like we used to listen to Jamaican, you know, kind of, you know, Shabba Ranks.
You don't understand the words?
Nobody knew what the hell he was saying. But
I know, but
everybody knew he was just on beat. And that he must have been saying some fly shit because everybody in Jamaica love it. So
you ain't far from where I'm from. I'm like, all you old ass niggas, quit hating on the youngsters, nigga, because they getting money and they making hot records. And all you young niggas, man, quit talking about move out the way old niggas. We still getting money,
still getting money, little niggas.
So, get in where you fit in.
Bitch!
Anybody hating on how a person make a living, how a person feed their family,
or express
anybody who's even concerned about how another man feeds his family.
Exactly.
Or how a woman feeds her kids or her family is a hater.
Yep.
You mind your own fucking business.
So I'm guessing you're not a judgmental person. You just
not at all.
Let people do what they do.
Yep. As long as you don't do it to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm that kind of person. I'm like, do what you do. As long as you don't do it to me and my people.
If I had to be a hater, I would be a hater hater.
Fuck down, try. Fuck down, try. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Bitch!
What you think about YG's record, man?
It's real personal.
But he came out and tried to use you as an endorsement to further his political...
Did he?
I don't know if he did it. Or just
or
his
people,
crazy
his
supporters who...
But he's still the head man in charge, so he should know what's going out.
Well, not necessarily. You know, it's a big world. You know, a lot of people, they on his dick for some reason. You know, but I just see a rich motherfucker who... How he gonna know what you going through? He too fucking rich.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
been rich. He ain't never came from the bottom to the top. So
he doesn't know the struggles.
So he don't know what the fuck to do for you. All he know is that, you know, I'm a salesman and I sell that bullshit.
That
you believe
bullshit.
It, and it's gonna be more to come.
More
bullshit, man. And you know, he just gonna get in there and get more rich, like the Bushes did, like the Clintons did.
Exactly.
Just gonna get in there and do the same thing.
Well, I feel like Donald Trump is a rich motherfucker that really don't give a fuck genuinely, but I feel like Hillary Clinton has got a little gangster in her.
I was about to say, do you think it's a lose-lose situation? Like, do you think there's a better option between Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
I mean, I still think that, it's a better option for sure.
Don't let
the
Trump
option
in
is make sure you get your ass up and go to work in the morning, no matter who's the president. That's the option. Yeah. So it's
focus on yourself.
It don't even matter which one of them motherfuckers becomes
and maybe
the president.
Sometimes you should worry about who's your city councilman.
Yeah, because the thing is, you still are not going to have the power to change what they want to do. You know, all you got to do is you have the power to change your situation. I think you should focus on that. I think Hillary is the less of you know.
Of the two.
Of the two as far as, you know, my thing is this. Here's how I put it. I put it as simple as this. Who would you want your grandkids to, I mean, who would you want your kids to fucking hang out with?
Neither of them.
I mean, no. I'm talking about for a weekend. For a weekend, who you want your kids to be with?
Uncle Donald
or Aunt Hillary? Who would you want your kids?
If my daddy sent me
who
to
you
Donald
want
Trump,
your
kid? I'd be pissed.
Okay, so that is just simple. Who'd you fucking want? Who would you want to watch your nieces and nephews? That'd Uncle like, Donald or Aunt Hillary?
Uncle Donald be like, you little bastard, you pissed on the toilet. You are fired.
I'm Mexican. I wouldn't even be allowed in the house.
So
you'll build a wall between you and your bedroom and the hallway.
But half your family.
But to me, you know, both candidates suck. Yeah, they both suck. I want another Obama. Can we get Obama again?
We don't want to snort no coke. We just want to sell more dope in Afghanistan. Who got the hookup, man? These dope fiends just want to cook that gram. They want to pop that pill, shoot that shit. I need a line, Obama. Can you do that quick? Hook your boy up. I'm trying to make some change like the Mexicans. Selling all that cane if it's poppy seed or coca leaf. We don't use it. All we do is smoke the weed. And that hop makes way more money than crack. We go to war and bring all that heroin back. It's like before. In Vietnam, nobody cared if we lost the one. Just make sure you bring home my son, even if he's hooked on heroin.
Man, what's up with Afghanistan? That Taliban, that heroin, that Oxycontin, that morphine, that codeine, that Percocet, and them Vicodin. You want that poppy seed? You want that poppy seed?
Yeah.
You want that poppy seed?
Can I get a line, Obama?
Bitch!
And you're listening to Two Shorts Boombox with my man Bobby Loco.
We want Michelle Obama.
I'll take her, too.
I wanted to see Bernie, man.
I saw Bernie all day. I don't give a fuck about Bernie. Here's why. Motherfucker, where you been all these years?
I never heard of that nigga ever.
Never even heard of this nigga
never.
Popping
honestly,
up. Now he the man, man. I don't want to hear that shit, nigga. You've been there for 30 years,
You know how I heard
man.
About him? Killer Mike.
He was hosting the hottest party in the desert, Bernie Man.
That's cool.
Bernie Man, that's cool, I cannot.
But homie, hey, you got to put in more time.
Yeah, no doubt. But that's what happened when Donald Trump came out. He tried to use you to get the black vote. I think Bernie did the same thing with Killer Mike and stuff like that. Just trying
maybe,
to
maybe, you know, but he ain't going to... They ain't gonna get the black vote fucking with me, cause I'ma tell the real.
Yo, where you at, man?
What's up?
Two Shorts Boombox. It's the Boombox.
The new shit. What's the new shit?
Hip Hop Squares, VH1. We having fun over there, you know, just giving a platform to your favorite people, to the people you've been wanting to see. You know, and
we had a hard time with it though. How long did we spend on YouTube trying to figure this shit out?
Yeah, we don't get it.
Tell us the premise of the game, man.
First of all, Google tic tac toe.
Okay.
Learn how to play tic tac toe.
We got past that.
Do we know that? Do everybody know how to play tic tac toe? Because, I mean, you know, this younger generation, they don't. You know, they don't fuck with the pen and pencil. And
yeah, I just got computer.
They don't just do that shit to pass time like we used to.
That shit used to be
3 hours of entertainment for niggas like us when we was little.
And there was an old school game in the 70s.
Called Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
So go on Hollywood Squares. Yeah, yeah. YouTube that, and you'll see how to
You bought that franchise?
That's
you now.
Get out of my business.
Okay, man. I'm trying to check your pocket, big fish.
It's on VH1. It's fun. Everybody can be themselves. They cussing. Man,
for real?
It's crazy over there.
What day does it air on VH1?
They working it out. They was going to have it premiere sooner, but now they see that it's dope, that they want to make sure they promote it right.
Yeah.
So they...
Right.
It might take a little longer to just get it right.
All right.
Yeah.
So we should expect it soon.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all should expect it in the next 6 months.
You got to lock the Two Shorts Boombox. Run it, baby. With Bobby Loco.
Hey, man, so we out, man. Ice Cube, man. This is the, I don't know if you know this, man, but this is my first show.
Beautiful.
This
thing.
Your first show, hey, baby. Hey, you need to retire because you ain't going to top this, baby. It's all downhill from here, show.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Damn.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches in my hotel room. I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
Nigga, I'm with 10 bad bitches in my hotel room. She going up, 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 up. It's going down.
My name is Too Short, and you're listening to the podcast. Boombox, baby.
Boombox, baby.
Boombox, baby. Boombox, baby.
Baby, I'm the gamble of your life. Why you always gotta think twice? We could go at it all night. Till the moon, till you can't even go no more. You like it, don't even deny it. Swerve on it, feel like you're out here. Don't lie, you got me and you know it. Get the dice, come in, let's roll. Don't think I love. You might get lucky with me. Come say I love. So put your money on me, yeah. On me, on me. You could bet on me, on me. You could bet on me. Tell me what you watching. Smoking J's like Beyonce. Pull up and I got it. All my girls in the valley. And I know that you're ready. Call me, I know that you're ready. And the light's so low, you can see me. Get your eyes glued on like a TV. Now you like, show me all for it. Talking about me to all your friends. Everything I do, all eyes on me. Don't let your passion believe with me. Don't think.
Can't touch her. Me, I'm a lucky motherfucker. I put mine on the baddest bitch, and I won. Nigga, you can have them chips. She's a dancer, getting racks. Got her shaking all that in my lap.
But most of these hoes ain't worth it. I fuck with Lil Mama cause she's perfect. Make her smile, she be doing what you like. How you telling everybody that's my new wife? Hell yeah, I'm finna keep her. When I walked in, I didn't even see her. Looked around and look what I found. A super tight, now she hella down. I couldn't let her get away cause she saved the day. Now everything's A-okay. I'm the winner.
Don't think while you might get lucky with me. Come say hello. So put your money on me. Bet on me.
Yo, yo.
Let's go.
Let the whole world know.
Two Shorts Boombox, bitch.
If they didn't know, then they know now.
Yeah.
Tell me what's up. You loving this dick, you don't never get enough. It's so addictive, you can't resist it. And when I'm gone, I know you gon' miss this. You want my love, baby. No gifts, no buts, no maybes.
You want security.
You want security. You want it guaranteed. And when I come back, I promise I'll never leave.
Now you're making it hard on me. Smelling so damn good, make my body weak. Everything that you're saying sounds smooth to me. You and me anywhere sounds good to me.
What's poppin'? This is your man, Slink Johnson, a.k.a. Black Jesus, man, coming to bless the boombox. I tell you, man, Too Short and Bobby Loco, they always got it poppin' with some love and some kindness and some studio weed. Let me smoke you.
Two Shorts Boombox. Download it now on the Podcast One app, iTunes, or at podcast1.com.
Some good ass weed, man.
Make sure you follow us on social media. Mine is at Too Short, T-O-O-S-H-O-R-T, everywhere except Snapchat. On Snapchat is Too Short TV. My man Bobby Loco on Snapchat is OG Bobby Loco. Instagram is Bobby Loco Hollywood. My girl Lily is at W-H-L-E-L-I. That's the Instagram, and her Snapchat is at LELI61595. It's Lely Hernandez. Facebook, look her up. You can follow Eve on Instagram at THEEVELYNG. Her Snapchat is at EVE01EVELYNI on Evelyn. And her Facebook is Evelyn Gonzalez.